And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, we're very excited. You know, Super Bowl Sunday just around the corner. We are excited. Down at Schrock Sports Bar in San Diego, we got Coach John Gruden on the line of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Coach, thanks for joining us. I know you got a game plan. I know that you've got so much going on, and I know you've been meeting with the press throughout the week. But again, thank you for joining us on our little radio show.
It's my pleasure.
Can you tell me, the Buccaneers go into their very first Super Bowl. They got close a couple of times, but this is the first Super Bowl. As a coach, now you've never been to the Super Bowl. As a coach, how do you prepare a first-time team?
Well, you know, I've never been to the Super Bowl before in my life. And every time I wake up, you know, I think, damn, you know, I go to the Super Bowl, it scared me, you know, more than anything else, scared me. And I'm scared.
You're scared?
I'm scared on account of I don't want to die, you know, because I could die.
You're afraid of dying?
I'm saying, you know, I'm scared.
Coach Gruden, last year you coached the Oakland Raiders. There's been some bad blood. Can you hear me, Coach? Because I know you're in the middle of the...
Yeah, no, hold on. Change for a dollar. We're not in Barbara left.
Coach Gruden, I know last year you coached the Oakland Raiders, and there has been some bad blood. Many of the players speak negatively of you. Will that at least, I don't know, I know it's not going to affect the performance of the team necessarily, but does that cause you a little worry as you enter the game? Maybe it doesn't. It sounds silly.
No, it do. It do. You know, because if they're so pissed off at me, they might want to hurt me, you know. And if I go into this game, they might run across the field trying to kick me in the balls or beat me up, something like that.
So you're afraid one of the Raiders will run across the field and kick you in the balls, as you said?
Yeah, I'm afraid. A lot of the Raiders don't like me. And I never had a man say an unkind word about me in my life. But I tell you right now, I'm scared. I want to die.
Coach John Gruden joins us from San Diego, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He says he's scared and he doesn't want to die. What do you mean by that?
I don't like it, but people don't like me. You know, it hurts me. It hurts my feelings. And I tried to call Mr. Al Davis up, you know, and said, look. And I tried to be with him. You know, I said, look, nigga, I know those things.
No, hold on. You didn't call Al Davis the N-word, did you?
I don't know, but I'm saying to him, I said, look, you know, hey, let me hear that fuck word. I said, look, I don't want to have bad blood. And I don't want to die. When a man comes in the road, he don't want to die.
Look, you've been talking about dying now for the last 5 minutes since you've been on my show.
Well, I'm afraid of dying.
Well, I'm afraid of dying too, but that doesn't have anything to do with the Super Bowl necessarily.
No, but if a Raider come across the field, kick me in the nuts, and now it causes a strangulated hernia, I could die.
You're afraid one of the Raiders will kick you in the balls, cause a strangulated hernia, and then you'll die.
Yeah. I'm so very afraid.
All right, Coach Gruden, to the game plan on Sunday.
I have no idea I'd get this far. When we got in the Super Bowl and I found out the Raiders got in, I went home and I wept. And I said to myself...
When you found out the Raiders were in the Super Bowl...
I didn't know we'd get in the Super Bowl. I tried everything I could not to get in the Super Bowl. Everything in my power not to get in the Super Bowl. Not afraid the Raiders be there. And then I went home, I wept. I wept like a woman. I wept like a bitch. And I found out the Raiders don't be Super Bowl. I cried like a bitch. I cried like a...
I understand that, sir, and I don't want to hear, if you don't mind, we'd like to move on with the comments here because you sound... very negative.
I didn't want to get in the Super Bowl.
Why wouldn't you want to get in the Super Bowl? You're a professional football coach. You're the coach of a National Football League team. Why, sir, didn't you want to play in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I don't know what it's about. What's it about? What is it?
You're asking me?
I'm asking you. What is it?
It's the championship game of the National Football League.
Well, okay. So what?
Don't you want to be the championship team?
I guess. I mean, I get paid either way. I'm making no never mind of me. I gotta get paid. So what's the point? So I don't know what to wear. I don't have the right outfit.
And what do you mean you don't know what to wear?
I didn't want to be in the Super Bowl because I don't want to die. God, I fear death so much.
I've seen every Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I have never seen any coach die from the Super Bowl.
I'll tell you something, a man told me one time, it was the first time for everything. But I'm frightened. I'll tell you this much. I've recommended my players they not show up. So if we don't show up, then we can't play the game. And I'll tell them just get on a plane and go back to camp. I don't want to die.
All right, John Gruden is with us. A couple of things that he has.
Who are you talking to?
I'm on the air right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, if a Raider ever crosses out of bounds on my side of the field, I'm gonna pee myself.
So all right, hold on. We're talking to John Gruden.
You're talking to who?
The audience I'm talking to about you. John Gruden, who's the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In the last quarter hour, he has revealed to us he doesn't want to play in the Super Bowl because he's afraid to die, that he doesn't have anything to wear, and that he's recommending to his players that they not show up for the game. He's also said that if any of the Raiders cross the sideline on his side of the field, he may get kicked in the balls, or he may wet himself.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah?
The Lord works in mysterious ways. And I feel I'll be left out on the field a dead man before the first quarter ends. They play that Super Bowl, I'm a dead man. I'm dead. You have black blood on your hand. You have innocent man blood on your hand.
Well,
because I don't want to die.
Right. Well, listen, Coach Gruden.
So very afraid.
Yeah. Coach Gruden, thank you very much for being on the program and for taking time out of your video game playing.
What are you talking about?
I know where you are. You're at a freaking video arcade. You're not doing interviews for the press.
You might as well put nails through my hands and raise me up on a cross.
Well,
because I don't want to die.
Right.
Hey, man, hey. I'm up next on House of the Dead.
Okay. Thanks very much. 1-800-449-8686. That's Coach John Gruden. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Controlled by the International Jewish Media Conspiracy.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
And now it's time for French Corner. A look at the news and views of our friends in Frog Time, the French. Just found this little piece of information on the internet, and I don't know whether you know this or not. We're going to have this on our website. We're going to link McDonald's France. Guess what the number one restaurant in France is? It's the McDonald's on the Champs-Élysées, the most frequented restaurant in France. A McDonald's. Just think about that for a minute. Just think about that for just 5 seconds. Think about that for five lousy seconds. All those periwinkles, all of them escargot, all that fish in the cream sauce, all of those baguettes and all of that wine. The most frequented restaurant in France is McDonald's on the Champs-Élysées. Yeah. By the way, the French have said they're not going to help us in any war against Iraq, and you might have heard this. This scares me. Saddam Hussein's son has said the following. He said that the Americans, if they come September the 11th, which we're always crying over, is going to be a picnic. I don't think we should fight. You know what? I'm against the war in Iraq. Now, kill the music. Kill it. I'm in no mood now. I don't want to go to war because now I'm scared. I'm scared, and... Well, Coach, I think you said it best, didn't you?
I won't die.
Right. Now, this guy is the son of Saddam Hussein. He said, because if they come, the Americans, September the 11th, which they're crying over and see as a big thing. You know, we have been bawling over that an awful lot, haven't we? We've been bellyaching and blubbering and crying over the September 11th thing. Knock it off. Enough already. Let's move on. That's so 5 minutes ago, in the words of the great Bobby Dooley. You know, this guy, this Hussein guy has got a point. Maybe we are the big Satan. Maybe we are scumbags. Have you ever thought of it that way? Have you ever looked at it from their side? Have you ever looked at it from Saddam Hussein's side for a change, instead of being so selfish and so wrapped up in your own little problems? Oh, wow, 3,000 people got killed on September the 11th. Big wow! God, now that's sick. Think of that. 3,000 people have died September the 11th. All right. See, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of revoking my American citizenship and becoming full-bore, 100-proof frog. What do you think? Because they're beginning to make a lot of sense. They're not going to help us in any war against Iraq. They won't let us fly over their airspace. Saddam Hussein's son said they're going to be a big, it's going to be a huge massacre, that September 11th will be a big picnic. I'd look good in a beret. They will be hurt and pay a price they will never imagine, he added, repeating similar comments in an editorial in Thursday's Babble Daily. Boy, if ever there was an appropriate name newspaper, that's the swear to God, that's the Iraqi paper, the Blabble, the Blather, the Daily Blab. In today's Baghdad Daily Blab, they can get much more from Iraq by dialogue. But anyway, so I was thinking, I was ruminating over becoming French, and the first question that I asked, that many of you would ask, is how many McDonald's are there, and are they any good? As you know, the McDonald's restaurants here in the United States are under attack. I don't know why. I think the food is quality. I have sitting with me today, as a matter of fact, is my 13-year-old son, Chris. Say hi, Chris.
Hi.
And say hi, Chris. All right. Now, I was looking at myself, just in my mind's eye, riding a bicycle through the narrow streets of Paris with a baguette shoved up my ass, or whatever it is those people do over there. You know, I have a baguette in my armpit and a hat on. And I was thinking this would be solid, but just exactly what are the state of the quality of the McDonald's restaurants over there? And I looked up, if you go to McDonald's and then, you know, plus France on Google, you got a McDonald's France website, and it's in English. Now, that's unusual. If you go to Le Monde, which is the newspaper in Paris, they don't have it in no English. You want to know why? Well, they couldn't be bothered with that. No. They don't do that. See, the French, they don't do that. See, the New York Times and all these other papers, they have published maybe three different languages so people can read it. But the French, they don't do that. Do you have it in English? English? All right. Here's the news from McDonald's France. Who cares about the war with Iraq? The Strasbourg restaurant opened in France on September 17, 1979. Today, there are more than 900 restaurants with 35,000 employees throughout France. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know something, baby? You can slow it down, but you can't stop it. You can slow it down, but you can't stop it. I remember when they built Euro Disney, and the word was the French will never go for it because they're just a pure, pure cultural people, and they will reject all things American. Right. Right now, they're making so much money over there, man. They can't get the dump trucks fast enough in and out of Disney World in Paris to get the money to the bank. They are hiring dump trucks to take the money to the bank. There are several unique restaurants in France, several unique McDonald's restaurants in France. On the Champs-Élysées, the most frequented restaurant in France with a cozy Parisian atmosphere, McDonald's. On the Basque Coast, one of the most famous surfing spots in France. Located in the... Yeah, right. There's surf in France. Nice try. Located in the heart of a beautiful skiing area in Brancon, this McDonald's restaurant features large stones, beams, and big heavy tables. Oh, I dig. So if you make it more like a Hofbräu, if you make it like a Bierstein place, then it's not so American, is that it? It's still the same crap food. Since 1987, McDonald's in France have organized events to help support local charities and work to build Ronald McDonald House charities in France. Not that the frogs have noticed. In 1991, the first Ronald McDonald House was built in Villejuif-sur-Tocodidier, whatever the hell, I don't know what it's called, near the first European hospital against cancer, the Gustave Roussy Institute. In 1997, a second Ronald McDonald House opened, and who cares? It's enough for me to know they got McDonald's over there. They got McDonald's over there, and it's getting bigger and brighter. Now, we were thinking, some of you guys might want to think about it. Excuse me, I got to take a sip of this Mountain Dew because Craig Taylor is stashing his Mountain Dew in my refrigerator in my office, and you can't expect me not to steal it. Oh, God, that's good, man. Oh. The French, they got a thing with the Germans. The French and the Germans are all cozy now. I don't know if you knew it. One of the reasons why the French and the Germans get along so well is they both kind of had similar views on that whole Jewish thing. But, you know, they didn't like... No, seriously, I mean... The French and the Germans were at odds in the war, but when it came to Jews, they sort of agreed. You know, they couldn't get the boxcars rolling fast enough. So they sort of, they've bonded on that common ground. But we said, well, why don't we boycott the French if we had a problem with them, whatever it may be? And, of course, the question then came up, what? And I couldn't think of anything. I can't think of anything. Wine? California's got better wine than France. We piss better wine over here than those guys make. Then somebody stupid said French fries. I said, that's, we made those. And then someone said, are you sure? And I said, I think, but I'm not sure. How about cheese? Didn't they invent cheese? But if we boycott their cheese, we're still eating the good old Wisconsin and California stuff. There isn't one thing those cats have got that we use. Not even frog legs. I could get better frog's legs out here in San Bernardino with a 22 and a pair of flip-flops. Like, we could think of boycotting Catherine Deneuve, but it's, you know, it's too late now. She's... There ain't nothing, man. There's nothing they got. Think about that. Now, the house that I live in, the house that I live in Thousand Oaks, California, was built by a company that was French-owned. But the company was recently sold to an American company. I didn't know this till I went on their website and found out that a bunch of these frogs owned this company, right? And, of course, it couldn't be more perfect. This is when we were beginning to have warranty problems. We had leakage. We had insects. We had a crack in the slab. We had windows installed improperly. We had a security alarm that wasn't working. We had a, get a load of this. There's a thing called a warming oven. Do you know what that is, Janice, a warming oven? It's a very nice thing. It's an oven below your oven that you can open up and just warm things in if you want to keep something warm. And my wife is trying to use this, and she's been trying to use it for 2 years. She says, you know, it doesn't work. I don't know what it is. We got to get... I thought it was... It doesn't work. It turns out I opened it up and pulled it out. It's not plugged in. And you want to know why it isn't plugged in? There's no electrical outlet there. Some guy just stuck in the warming oven. I should say some frog stuck in the warming oven. And didn't put a plug in. So I could boycott my own house, but then where am I going to go tonight to drink tequila with my good friend Mr. Chris here? It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I got my youngest son with me today. This is a Friday, and sometimes you bring your kid with you because he doesn't have school, and he wants to come to work, and you think in the back of your mind maybe he'll find this interesting enough to make it a career, and maybe not. So Chris is here. You can say hello to everybody.
Hello.
And I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Because I thought we would take this opportunity to use you as an example of real attitude among young people. For instance, I just noticed, and many of you probably don't know, the Osbournes television show that you've heard so much about is tanking in the ratings. Nobody's watching that show anymore. I don't know whether you know this or not. And earlier today, I said to you, Chris, what do you think of Kelly Osbourne? And you said what?
I said maybe she lost a couple pounds.
Which I thought was refreshingly honest. Maybe if she lost a couple of pounds. So I wanted to ask you a few more questions here, if you don't mind, all right?
Okay.
Just to see what kind of things you'd say. What's your favorite music? Well, first of all, what is your name?
Chris Cohen.
How old are you?
13.
And where do you live?
Westlake Village, California.
Westlake Village, California.
Yes.
What is your favorite music, Chris?
Classical.
Can you name an artist?
Beethoven.
What's your favorite fast food?
If you count In-N-Out as fast food, I'd say that.
In-N-Out hamburgers?
Yeah.
In-N-Out hamburger chain in California?
Right.
What's the best TV show on television?
The Simpsons.
What do you think of the Osbournes?
I think they suck.
Why?
Because, like, Ozzy Osbourne was cool when he was doing his music. Now he's old. And he's just not funny or cool.
What do you think of school?
I guess if you're learning something, school's okay. But other than that, it sucks.
What do you look for in a girl?
Has to be hot.
What do you mean hot?
Well, she has to be like
Kelly Osbourne or...
That's not even funny. Hot like Britney Spears hot.
Okay. Do you ever fantasize about shooting people?
I'm playing video games.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you ever fantasized about shooting a specific person? Picking up a gun and shooting a specific person?
No.
Never?
No.
Have you ever fantasized about beating someone bloody?
Yes.
Who? Who have you fantasized about beating someone bloody? Who is it?
My brother Nick.
Your brother Nick, all right? When? Specifically when? What did he do that made you want to fantasize?
He was being a jerk, and he was like...
So you went to bed that night just thinking about pounding his face?
Basically.
Okay. Have you ever physically hurt anybody?
Well, yeah, one time in my old school, I got in a fight with this kid, and I sent him home limping.
You sent him home limping?
You know.
Well, what do you mean? What did you do?
I just beat him up.
Do you ever see burning buildings and things exploding and enjoy it?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, definitely.
If you saw a car on fire on the side of the freeway, what would you think? Would you enjoy that?
No. Well, not.
What if you saw a car?
Well,
what if you saw a car on fire? All right. What if you saw a car on fire on the side of the freeway, and a guy running from it, and he was on fire?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
It would be pretty cool.
Oh, man.
All right. Did you ever see a guy die in the movies and think it looked cool?
Yeah.
Who? What was it?
In a perfect storm, the guy drowned.
And that looked cool.
That was pretty funny.
Do you fart in class and not say anything?
No.
You've never farted in class and not say anything?
Well, once in second grade.
Once in second grade?
Yeah.
Do you ever fart in the house and not say anything?
Let me think about that.
All right. Here, we'll get back to this. Here's a more serious question. Have you ever picked your nose and wiped it on the wall or under the bed?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Your bed? You've wiped it under your bed?
Yes.
Have you ever lied to me if I've asked you if you picked your nose and wiped it under the bed and you've said no? Have you?
Probably.
Have you ever stolen anything from a store?
No.
Have you ever tried?
No, I don't think so.
When was the last time you lied? This last question I just asked you.
Yeah.
Have you ever visited porn sites on the computer?
Yeah.
You have? On our home computers?
No.
You remember that time I came up to the computer in the family room?
Yeah.
And I found a porn site in the history?
Yeah.
Did you go to, was that you?
That wasn't me.
Who went on that site?
I don't know.
There was a porn site that I found on the computer in the kids' room, on the Apple computer. I asked all of them. They denied knowledge. And then Nick looked at me and said, Chris.
Yeah, but I think Alex looks suspicious.
No, I'm serious.
He used to own that computer.
Yeah, and you know what it was? Oldandsaggy.com. That's what was disgusting about
Ew.
It. Do you know if any of your brothers have visited porn sites on the computer?
Yes.
Which one?
Both of them.
On the computers at our house?
No, not at our house, but at Dad's house.
Really?
Really.
But not at our house?
No.
Is there anything that your mother has said to you and then said, please don't tell Philip I told you?
Yes.
What?
I'm not going to tell you.
Come on. What?
I'm not going to tell you.
Is it a surprise, like a birthday surprise or something?
No.
Or that she doesn't like me anymore?
No.
Look at you getting all nervous and shifting in your seat. Have you ever gotten the keys to my car and started it?
No, never started
oh,
it.
Oh, had to
never,
think about that one, baby.
Never started it. Didn't start it exactly.
You got? Did you get into my new car?
Yes.
You did?
Remember when you were, you went inside to the hotel to find your credit card?
Yeah.
All I did was shift gears. Other than that.
Oh, okay. Do you know if either of your brothers has started my car without me knowing it?
No, I don't think so.
Has a man ever been home with mommy when I've been at work?
No. Well, there's the pool guy, but he only cleaned the
yeah,
pool.
Yeah, I know. Have either of your brothers had friends over when mom and I haven't been there for parties?
Other than the times you know about?
Yeah, that one time I know about.
No. Not that I know.
Have you ever promised someone's mother a part on my possible TV show in exchange for certain, shall we say, favors?
No.
All right, Chris. Very good, man. You told me the truth on all those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm going to be asking about that porn site one, and I want to look more deeply into that. Has a man ever been home with mommy when I've been at work? Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-86... Wait a minute. Okay, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'd like to direct you to our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. There you will find a variety of fun things. We've got games. We do. We have a game page where you can go and play Spooge Man. You can play Hendroids. You can play a variety of trivia games. And then you can also, of course, listen to our audio. If you have a backstage pass, it's only $6.95 a month. You can check out all of our audio archives, our long-form and short-form features, our 30-day archive of full shows that go back 30 days. And you can only access this with a backstage pass, $6.95, and it is self-renewing each month. I suggest you get a six-month. You know, I say this. I say, get a six-month, and you'll save money. And people say, well, maybe I only want it for a month, Phil. Maybe I'll think your site sucks so bad that I'll only want it for a month. Well, let me tell you, I've seen the subscription figures. People, we have literally thousands of people who have one-month subscriptions that just keep going month to month. So if you've had a month-to-month subscription on our site, get a six-month or get a one-year, you will save money. I don't know how else I can, unless you don't mind giving me the money, which is fine. But I see no need for you to do that. So sign up for a six-month or a one-year and save yourself some bread. Visit our souvenir shop And coming soon, yet another piece of merchandise. We have, of course, our brand spanking new Phil Henry Show, the official Phil Henry Show t-shirt, Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, which we are wearing today, my man here has on, and, of course, all of our CDs, which the proceeds from which go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We're going to go to yesterday's show, a flashback. We had on Jeff Dowder, who is a Raider fan. He's down in San Diego. And he is saying, Raider Nation's down there. The black hole is down there. If you're a Buck fan, he doesn't mind you wearing the Buccaneer colors. Just don't cheer for your team.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
You can live in the black hole all you want, but it doesn't mean you have to be a jerk.
Well, all we're saying is, well, what's wrong with it if a Buccaneer fan comes in there and goes, yay, Buccaneers, why can't I beat the guy down?
Well, for one thing, I actually now live in Tampa. I'll tell you what.
Oh, dude, you're all this messed
team,
up.
No, this team
you
is in the public eye and
you
has
got pushed out
more to
east
do
you
with
went.
The public than the new Raiders do out there. The old Raiders were definitely just as much in the public eye as this team was.
You want to know something?
But you know what?
I got to agree with Brett.
Totally wrong.
I was a Raider fan back in the 60s and 70s when they had Kenny the Snake and they had Dan Connors. Then they came to L.A. and they got their whole L.A. image going. And I don't think they've been the same team ever since.
Actually,
what are you talking about? Who's Kenny the Snake? You turned into a pussy Bucks fan.
There was things like the
Bucks.
But it's a bunch of jerks that caused the problem. And you just let them get on the radio.
Dude,
so it really makes the rest of us mad.
Dude, how smart are you? You get your season tickets, then you move to Tampa. How
smart
is that?
I started my own business. What have you done with your life?
How smart is that?
Well, how smart are
what
you?
What have you done with your life?
Ooh, go Raiders!
I own four restaurants. What
hey,
do you do for a living?
I think the hem on your dress is loose.
What do you do for a living?
What?
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
I got an auto detailing business in Alhambra, California.
So you're a grease monkey, huh?
What's that? I said I got an auto detailing
That's
business.
That's right.
Dude.
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Go Raiders!
What a moron.
Yeah, you know,
freaking
you guys,
moron.
They've got the...
I flew
got,
up. Hey,
these,
man.
These are the people that
you
I admit, the Raiders fans are brutal. The
hey,
Raiders
dude,
fans are brutal.
I
mean,
flew
we
up to every Raiders
to,
fan. Every Raider game, I flowed up to a Raider game.
Let me ask you some questions. See how good you are at the history.
Have you flown over there?
Okay, let me ask you some questions.
Hey, bookworm, the streetlights are on. Shouldn't you be in bed?
What time did the parking lot open when the Raiders were there before they moved to the L.A., before a game?
Hey, dude, we were tailgating at 9 a.m.
9 a.m., huh?
Yeah.
So you missed all the overnight parking because they'd open it up on the day before.
Where?
You had to get in at 6 o'clock on the 66th
I'm afraid you were at some other stadium, man.
Nuh-uh. 66th Ave side,
hey,
6 o'clock Saturday
Wait
night.
Wait a minute.
It'd
what stadium
for
2 hours,
and we'd go in and party overnight.
Which stadium?
Oakland Oakland Coliseum, man.
Well, they played. Where do they play now?
They play in the Oakland Coliseum.
That's what I'm talking about.
What do you mean, where do they play now? Don't you know where they play now?
Yeah, they play at Alameda Stadium. What's he talking about?
It's the same place. Oakland Alameda County Stadium.
No, they're in the car.
Hey, dude, why don't you go shopping with the wives when the coin drops on Sunday? And don't embarrass us. Maybe you can get some pumps to match the dress.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
What a turd. Jeff Dowder, Raider fan. Raider Nation coming up on Sunday. 1-800-449-8686. Anybody got a pick for the game? I think it's going to be a tie. I think the game will end in a 15-15 tie. Now, frankly, I think that the game will be a Raider win. It'll be 163-4, something like that. Just people like, yeah, have you ever heard my wife say, hey, honey, what's the score? It's 14-20. And at first blush, there's nothing wrong with that, but you don't give the lesser score first. You always give the bigger score, don't you, you know? But people who don't know sports, they always say, it's 1-5 right now. The Dodgers had a point. It's baseball. They score runs. Oh, okay. I got pulled over by a cop one time when I was going into Dodger Stadium because I had a beer between my legs. But that's a whole other story. Anyway, the guy says, going into the game, huh? Yeah, I hear they won by 1 point yesterday. I'm looking at this California Highway Patrol, and I can't mouth off and say, what do you mean 1 point, pig? I didn't say that. I'm just kidding. I didn't say that. But, you know, that's what it's going to be on Sunday. It's going to be a whole lot. What's the score now? It's 3-10. 3-10, the Tampas. Yes, it's 3-10, the Tampas. You're right. Who's winning? The Oakland Buccaneers. Okay, the Oakland Buccaneers are ahead. Thank you. Are you one of these guys with a TV set in your bathroom? I think I'm going to do that just to be obnoxious. Just to be obnoxious, I'll put a television set in the bathroom Sunday. How about these guys that rent big screen TVs just for the game, or they buy a big screen TV for the game, and then they take it back Monday and say, you know what, it's not for me. My wife had me doing that with ties. She had me doing that with ties. She says, get that tie. That's a silk tie. That's a $300 tie. I can't afford it. We don't have to afford it. We'll bring it back tomorrow and say it doesn't, you know, I don't dig it. You know, all that kind of cheap stuff. Yeah, well, so I said, what if I spill, like, molten wax on it? Is that okay, too? Will they take it back then?
No one hasn't been warned.
Good Lord. Anyway, so I think I'm going to put a television set in the bathroom. So we don't miss any precious second of the big game on Sunday. And you know what's going to happen. Last year, it was a blessing from God. God gave us the Super Bowl last year because of 9/11. Because of what we went through with 9/11, he gave us a good Super Bowl. He said, all right, I'll give you a break this year. Here's a good game. Came down to the wire, almost went into OT, field goal decided it, exciting ball game, back and forth, great offense. Well, we're back at it now this year because 9/11 is a year and a half old. The French hate our guts. All we do is cry about it, and we're back to the same old sloppy Super Bowls. It's going to be Oakland 48, Tampa Bay 1. You can't score 1 point in okay. Honey?
Yeah.
It's 1-20 in favor of the Oakland, the Quirineers. I mean, the... And then, on top of all of the hell, on top of the hell of a lopsided game, on top of the torture of one team dominating defensively, on top of the boredom, on top of the stale beer and the bad conversation when the game gets out of hand in the third quarter, I hear Sting is playing at halftime. So what do you think about that? Okay. How do you like me now? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Ted. Ted Bell is with us. Phil Hendry Show. Ted is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Teddy, first of all, I want to thank you for calling at such a late hour for you because you have an opportunity to share something exciting with everybody. Why don't you tell them?
Thank you, Phil. I wanted to tell everybody that we have been able to obtain and procure two tickets to Sunday's Super Bowl in San Diego, and I would like to invite somebody to join myself, my wife Marcy, Commissioner Paul Tagliabue and his wife in the commissioner's box. We've got two additional seats, and what we want to do, Phil, is give one of your listeners an opportunity to take advantage of that.
So this is going to be an exciting way to see the Super Bowl. This isn't just seeing the Super Bowl from a seat. This is sitting up with the commissioner, huh?
This is sitting with Commissioner Tagliabue, who I have known for a number of years, and his wife, and my wife. And what we'll do, and Phil, you're the host of the show, but I'm sure you can come up with a great way to do this, and I think it can be very, very exciting. We want to give people the opportunity to see this great game, and hopefully we can give the opportunity to some people who have perhaps in their life might not otherwise have that.
Well, Ted, I want to thank you very much. Ted Bell, he is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills. Here's what Janice suggested, Ted.
All right.
And I think this is about as easy as it gets. We will take the 10th, because I got the lines busy right now, so you can't call. But when I say call, we'll take the 10th caller.
That sounds great, Phil.
We'll take the 10th caller to 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. When I say to call, don't call now because we have our lines busied out.
And what we'll do too, Phil, I'll tell you what I'm going to throw in. I'm going to throw in a buffet lunch at Ted's of Beverly Hills on, let's say, on Saturday for the big game.
All right, now here's the problem. People calling from out of state, from back east.
Well, they're going to have to find their way out to California. I can't give them airfare. But once they get here, we'll have their name on our guest list at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We will limo them to the game. They'll watch the game with myself, Commissioner Tagliabue's wife, and then we'll limo back to Los Angeles.
On Sunday.
On Sunday, and then, but again, their airfare.
All right, so whoever calls, whether they're from Miami, whether they're from Maine, whether they're from...
Wherever, all over the country. If you're the winner, you're the winner. But
just be forewarned, we're not providing transportation to the city of Los Angeles. They'll be limoed down to San Diego from here.
That is correct.
All right. I'm about to release our lines. On the count of three, I will release our lines, and you could possibly win tickets to the Super Bowl. 1, 2, 3, call. All right? And, Ted, while we're waiting for our 10th caller, let's listen to this.
Okay.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, when you come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, don't forget to ask for our delicious prime rib, slow roasted all day long, very evenly seasoned for you at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And don't forget the baked potato tree.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, I'm looking at Janice right now. What are you laughing at, Chris?
Is that your son?
Yeah. We want to put our meat in your mouth? Yeah, that's their slogan.
What's he laughing about?
I don't know. All right, we have Janice. We got caller 10. She's going to come in here with the name of the winner. Ted?
Absolutely.
And then we are going to award them the tickets. Let me just take this here. Where are you, Ted?
Right now, Phil, we're just relaxing. I've got... Don Diablo, and I've got a couple of the guys from the restaurant, and I'm giving them a seminar on some of the, we're going to be changing some implementations at the restaurant next week.
It sounds like there's a pool game going on.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. What we're doing is we're going to have a seminar here, and then we're going back to the restaurant on some implementation.
All right. Here's the name. All right. Now, this is interesting. She what?
I can't hear you, Phil.
Hold on. I'm talking to Janice. What? All right. I got it. Okay. Ted?
Yeah.
Sister Joan Ignatius is the head coordinator of Braden House, which is a hospice for abused, abandoned, and neglected children.
Yeah.
And she won the ticket. She'd like to give those to two of the kids that live there at the house. And Janice, you have their names, right?
All right, now who is this, Phil?
This is Sister Ignatius. Let me see the names. Gregory Hitchcock and Paulina Emery. And they're the winners, Ted. For the tickets to the Super Bowl.
So these are two...
These are two kids that are living at a shelter called the Braden House.
And this is for what?
I'm sorry?
What is the shelter for?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's for abused, abandoned, and neglected kids. Kids that have been physically abused. They live there with the nuns. And the two children who won are Gregory Hitchcock and Paulina Emery. So congratulations from Ted's of Beverly Hills and the Phil Hendry Show.
Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down. Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Okay, so I didn't understand that.
Well, what I'm saying is, my understanding... And again, congratulations to Sister... we're on the air right now.
Yeah.
My congratulations to Sister Ignatius and the kids at the where they live. My understanding was it would be adults. And I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, can we talk about this?
We could talk about it off the air.
But I've given the tickets to the kids.
All right, let me. All I want to do is explain something. I'm all in favor of shelters that provide this kind of help for kids. But my understanding, I thought we were going to have an adult couple.
Oh, no. Janice, was that your understanding?
I thought that I made that clear.
She says no, that you said just to anybody.
Well, I thought it was understood.
No, right? No. Janice says no. She, her understanding was the tickets were for anybody.
Okay. All right.
What?
I know you're on the air right now, and I want to say thank you, Phil. If I could explain something to you and to your listeners, and I think people would see it, would understand, I've got a little bit of a problem.
Well, it sounds like you have a problem. What is it?
I've got a little bit of a problem, and let me say this, and I want to be honest with everybody. I'm in the restaurant business. Now, I want to be very clear. I'm in favor of all kinds of shelters that provide this kind of health for kids that are abused and neglected. By the same token, child abuse and child torture is very controversial, and there are two sides to every story. Many of these kids cry wolf, etc.
All right, I want you to tell me what you're talking about.
Well, you got to understand, a lot of my customers who come into my restaurant don't expect a controversial side. And you do a talk show, Phil. You could do this. But I'm a restaurant owner. I'm just trying to make a dollar. And what you're asking me to do is to hitch my wagon onto a very controversial topic. Now, you have to understand, I have a lot of different kinds of customers.
All right.
Some of them may or may not physically abuse their children. I don't know. Is it any of my business? I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't do a talk show. If they find out that I have two kids from a home for abused kids, and they abuse their kids, I lose business.
Now, Ted.
Now, Phil, just hear me out, please.
Ted.
Hear me out. I don't think it's right to abuse children. But is it up to me to tell a man what to do? I don't know.
And are you saying you're afraid of losing business if people who've abused their children don't come to your restaurant?
I'm saying I'm a restaurant owner, 25 years. I have people who come into my restaurant. Who buys the $500 bottle of Cristal? I don't know. It's not you. And I love you, Phil, and you've eaten in my restaurant. But I say this with all due respect to you and your wife, Maria. You've never had a dinner tab in there for more than $30.
Okay, so is that bad?
No, I'm just saying somebody has to pay the tab. I've got people that tip 30%. I've got people that buy the in-season Maine lobster tail, 3 pounds. You know how much that is. That can be anywhere from $80 to $150. What if those people also physically abuse or sexually abuse their children? What do I do? On which side of the fence do I sit? Do you see what I'm saying?
So if you take these two children from this place, these two children from this home for abused kids, to the Super Bowl, you're afraid that one of your customers who abuses his or her children will be angry at you?
I don't know. I'm saying I could lose business. I can't attend.
I don't think that's very... Look, I don't think that...
Phil, you do a talk show. You do a talk show. I don't do a talk show. My business isn't to be controversial. My business is to run a restaurant.
So you can't weigh in on any issue?
I can't weigh in on something like child abuse. I can't take that chance. I have a wife to feed. And I'm sorry, I know we're on the air right now. If you give me the name of this sister, I promise you, Phil, I will call her. I will offer to bring dinner down to the home for the kids. I can't have the kids into the restaurant because I don't know who that's going to anger.
Her name is Sister... Ted, you got two tickets. We already told the kids.
If you give me her name, I'll try to smooth it over. I can't do it. And I apologize to your listeners. And I apologize to you, Phil. and I apologize to Janice. I thought she understood.
All right, you know that I'm on the air right now. You know that it's the Friday.
I understand all of that, Phil.
Now, hold on. You know that I have a nationally syndicated radio show. It's the Friday before Super Bowl Sunday. I have just promised two tickets to the Super Bowl to two kids, and you have said now you can't do it.
I treat everyone as an equal, Phil. I don't come to their table and say, welcome to Ted's. Oh, and by the way, do you sexually abuse your children? I don't do that. Ted Bell doesn't do that. And I'm Ted Bell. I'm not Phil Hendry. I'm not Janice Agaro. I'm Ted Bell. 25 years, I built Ted's of Beverly Hills, brick by brick, nail by nail, board by board.
Can you hold on? Because I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Call her up and I will talk to her.
1-800-449-8686. Did he talk to you, Janice, at all about saying, I can't give tickets away? Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, they're a restaurant. He has two tickets to the Super Bowl. He was going to have two people sit with him in a private box at the Super Bowl. When he found out they were two kids from a home for abused and neglected children, he says he can't have them there. And his reasoning for this is that he may anger any of his customers who sexually abuse or physically abuse their children. Now, he has a good point. I don't run a restaurant. I run a talk show. My job is to be controversial, if you will. His job is to be benign and to offer food. Now, if he is seen at the Super Bowl with two abused and neglected children by any of his customers who do abuse their children, he loses their business. Here's my problem. I've already promised the tickets to this Sister Ignatius. Let's get some phone calls from the listeners. Let's get, Janice, you get Sister Ignatius on the phone if you can. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to have to ask him how we rectify this. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Doing that, though.
All right, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is with us. We've got a situation, Ted. You promised me two tickets.
You are harping on the fact that I promised you two tickets.
We're back on the air, and I want to say this. You promised me two tickets to the Super Bowl. Now you won't give them to me because two kids from an abused and neglected children's home won the tickets. What are we supposed to do?
I am asking you to give them to a man and wife couple. Two people that my wife, Marcy, and I can take to the Super Bowl. I am asking that they be Caucasian, if possible. And it's not me. I am not a racist. My wife's father has a problem. But I don't have any prejudice. But I.
All right, now you want me to give the Super Bowl tickets to two white people.
A man and wife, yes. What is unusual about that?
To a white couple, a man and wife.
Yes, and I can see what you're doing, Phil. You're trying to make me the bad guy. I didn't do this. Your producer misunderstood what I said.
We gave the tickets to two children from an abused and the...
I can't have it. I've got customers. So I'm asking you to give away the Super Bowl tickets to a... And forgive me, Phil, I am not a racist, but my wife's father has a problem. And he's going to be at the game.
So you want me to give the tickets away to a Caucasian couple?
A married couple, yes. Heterosexual.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Julieta. Hello, Julieta.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how you doing, ma'am?
Yes, fine. I'm calling from Pembroke Pines, Florida, and I would like to donate those, you know, haircuts for those kids. I feel very, very bad for what I just heard on the radio.
Haircuts?
Yes.
Ma'am, this is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well, whatever they need, you
all
know,
right.
Those kids in a shelter.
I mean,
it's no, maybe it's no comparison, but refusing to have those kids there, I mean, it's very bad.
Ma'am, this is Ted Bell. I can't have abused children sitting next to me because some of my customers may sexually abuse their children.
Oh, my God.
So you're exchanging your customers for a child that's in a shelter? I mean, you're very lucky that maybe you didn't go through that in life.
Can I ask you a question? Because I'd be
very happy.
Are you Caucasian?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'd be happy to have you and your husband. And see, those kids probably have had most of their hair pulled out by their parents. I don't know what physical shape they're in. Cigarette burns on their arms. I can't have them on television because the cameras will focus on me.
Yes. They can go in long sleeves.
Well,
but you know what? Thank you very, very much for your offer.
The camera
for me or my husband. I will never even sit with you.
Why not?
Why not? But
yes.
What just you told me in the radio, you know.
Well, you're white. And I...
Well, wait a minute. You know, I got a radio show here, man. You're telling me you're only going to give the tickets away to Caucasians?
My wife's father has a problem with blacks. All right? There, I said
Well, maybe you would have a grandchild and he'll marry a black. You don't know.
What's that? I've married a white woman.
Well,
you're
going to have kids, aren't you? Do you have kids?
Oh, yes, I have a son, uh-huh.
Okay, well, you never know who your son is going to get married.
Well, here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I love all people, up to a point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's father doesn't like blacks. That's why I said whoever wins the contest need to be white.
I can't do that.
Why?
I'm on federally licensed radio stations. They have equal opportunity statutes in place. I cannot discriminate contest winners as to race.
I can't have blacks up there. My wife's husband...
I heard about your wife's father?
Yeah, my wife's husband is big.
You know, I wish your restaurant tomorrow a line of a lot of black people would come to your restaurant.
And do what?
And I want to see how you're going to feel about, because it doesn't matter who comes to your restaurant. Might cost $200, a dish.
I don't know which restaurant you have.
You know who puts the food in your mouth is the people. Doesn't matter where they come from.
I would say, welcome to Ted's. If my wife's father comes in, would you mind just turning your backs to the door?
So what?
So he doesn't see them. Look,
it's
Phil,
terrible.
Dad, please, my dinner started at $26, all right?
Okay, well, I'm sure it's a very nice restaurant,
right.
But, you
Joanna,
know,
don't worry,
we have black people that have,
exactly.
You know, can afford that. We have any race that can afford that.
What, you're kidding.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ted's of Beverly Hills on Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next...
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
And I don't know about it. My wife comes from a very affluent family.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Super Bowl Sunday is coming up, and there's no day like Super Bowl Sunday for a big, thick, juicy steak from Ted's of Beverly Hills. You can have the pork loin, or you can have the sirloin. It's all yours, it's Ted's.
That's
the thing.
Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're trying to work out a problem. You had two Super Bowl tickets to give away. You can't give them away to two kids from an abused and neglected home because some of your customers abuse their children.
Unfortunately, yes, Phil.
And you don't want to piss them off.
If I'm seen sitting next to two abused kids, okay, then I am... what I'm doing is...
You're making a stand against abusing children.
I'm also cutting off my nose to spite my face. Any customer that actively sexually abuses his children will never come into my restaurant again.
Oh, ain't that too bad. 1-800-449-8686. Sandra, go ahead.
Yes, I was calling in reference to, what about if he feels, I mean, he's giving the kids just one day of joy. What about if everybody just stopped coming to his restaurant and not eating?
Everybody?
Yes, well, everybody, you lose business,
well,
you lose money.
Why would everybody
over
stop
just one day? What's one day? Why not let the kids enjoy the Super Bowl?
Why would everybody stop coming to my restaurant? I don't understand.
Because you don't want to give the kids. You don't
want
to give the kids one day of joy.
I think kids are great. But if I have seen sitting next to these two kids, especially if they're African American, no offense intended, my wife's father gives me hell. My customers give me hell.
Wait a minute. Now you're telling me if the kids are black?
Yeah.
So you can't be seen sitting next to any black people?
No.
Why?
My wife.
Your wife's father?
Yes. What do you think I'm talking about? This guy is made out of money. He's made out of money. He's the whole reason why I have the restaurant. You understand, don't you, Sandra?
Yes, I do.
All right. Would you be seen sitting next to anybody black? No, of course you wouldn't. That's because of the fact that...
Maybe Sandra is black.
Are you black, Sandra?
Yes, I am.
Oh, then you do sit next to black people.
I sit next to everybody, but what about if I don't want to sit next to you?
If you don't want to sit next to me, that's going to really break my heart, I guess. So anyway, Phil, have two white people call. I'd be happy to give them the tickets.
You know what, man? I'm not giving away your tickets.
But, Phil,
I'm not giving away your tickets. I got tickets of my own to give away, which I'm going to give away. Thank you, Sandra.
All right.
Get out of here with your pool hall. And turn that off, too. I have tickets to the Super Bowl, and you could be a winner by calling me right now at 1-800-449-8686. Two tickets to the Super Bowl right here on The Phil Hendry Show. You might win. Give me a call right now. We've got five lines and five lines only, and once those fill up, we're going to see who possibly wins tickets to the Super Bowl on Sunday. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'd like to apologize to any and all of my listeners who thought that Ted Bell should not be on the program. I agree with you. I should never have had him on the show. We have no racial prejudice on this program just because his wife's father is a slob. All right, 1-800-449-8686. So, who could win tickets to the Super Bowl? Let's find out here on The Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Ken. Ken, hi. Ken?
Yes, Phil.
What do you want?
Well, I was going to see about these tickets you're wanting to give away.
Forget it. 1-800-449-8686. Seriously, he didn't get on the phone fast enough. I need to have people jump it up right away. Get on the line. Let's go. Let's rock and roll. I don't need to be sitting there going, hello, hello, hello. Any of these things echoing down the line, anything like that. Let's go. Let's move. Brian, how you doing?
Yo.
What's up, Brian?
What do you say there?
And what do you want?
Looking for some tickets.
Okay, well, you can forget it. 1-800-449. Come on, let's go. Let's get people on the line. Who wants tickets? Two tickets to the Super Bowl. Somebody could win. Let's go to Don. Now, here, this is a lady. Don?
Hi.
How you doing, Don?
Yes,
your phone sucks. All right, 1-800-449-8686. All I'm looking for is one Caucasian to call this show. I'm joking. Any one of my listeners to call this... Here we go. Here's Paul. Paul.
Yeah.
Good, clean line, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
Hey, I want them tickets.
You want them tickets? Why is that, sir?
Because I'd like to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm calling from
Tampa.
Oh,
that's really creative. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's find out. Ryan, how you doing, Ryan?
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Very good, sir. What would you like today?
Well, I'd like to talk to you.
Okay, and, what about?
Well... You're a hell of a talent. I've been listening to you for years.
Oh, quit pulling my thing. Let's go over to Jason. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Phil,
now,
how about you?
What can we do for you today?
I just wanted to call and say, Phil, have a great day.
All right. Well, you don't win them either. Okay. See, because I got two tickets for the Super Bowl. If you think you're gonna get on the line here, and let's go. 1-800-449-8686. Deborah, hi.
Hi. How you doing?
What would you like?
I'd like to have those Super Bowl tickets.
And why is that?
Because I like to go. I live in Tampa, and I'm a fan.
Isn't that fascinating? Let's go over to Lou. Lou, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, I want those tickets.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, we'll go out in the pasture and moo for them or something. All right. Would you like the tickets, Tina? Tina?
Yes.
Would you like the tickets?
I sure would.
Well, you're not getting them. You're not going to get near them. Scott, how about you? Tickets? Forget it. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Extremism.
We continue our Super Bowl special show here this Friday, the Friday before Super Bowl 37. And we are very, very honored, and I appreciate the time limitations that this man has on his time. We're very, very appreciative to have Al Davis join us now on the Phil Hendry Show from San Diego. He is at Chirac Sports Bar. He's been meeting and greeting some of the people down there and talking to people. And we thank you very much, Al, for joining us. And Mr. Davis, you there?
Yes, sir.
Al, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
When the Raiders went to their very first Super Bowl, it was 1968. It was January of 1968, and they lost significantly to the Green Bay Packers, 33-14. How has your organization grown since then?
Well, you know, it has been a learning process for me. You know, I didn't know anything about football before I owned a team. I won in a card game. And
you won the Raiders in a card game?
Yes, I did. And I didn't know anything about it, so I said, well, hell, I guess I had better learn. So I checked out books at the public library and what have you and read up on football and what it was and everything. And since then, it has it's worked out.
It's worked out pretty good, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It very much so has.
What were you doing before you owned the Raiders?
I worked at Denny's, primarily as a short order cook. And then I moved from there. I did short order. I did lot pickup. And then I decided one day I'd go on the Internet and find out how to own a football team. And I saw a lot of different articles and what have you. And I said, well, that's the time I would own a football team. I was in a crap game with a man named One-Eyed Jack. He had taken an ice pick in the eye. And so he played crap, but he only had one eye. And so I said, fade that, you know, on the pass line. And just like that, I own a team.
And here we are some 30-plus.
Here we are 30-plus years later. I own the Raiders. I walk around. I've got hair. It's all greased back. I never wash it. I have no ass. I have pants, no ass, just a flat ass. And I pretend like I'm a badass, but I'm just an old man. And I'm a homosexual, too, and that helps. Because a lot of people will question, why is there not a woman around? I say, well, it's because I'm a badass, and I, you know, wear black and silver, but basically it's because I'm a fag. And there's never been a fag on a football team, either. So I'm the first.
So you're the first at that.
I'm the first at that, right.
Al Davis, the owner of the Oakland Raiders, has joined us, and he's just admitted, by the way, that he's a homosexual. Mr. Davis, the Oakland Raiders won their very first Super Bowl in 1977 against the Minnesota Vikings. It was a dominant display of football power. And since then, the Raiders have never lost a Super Bowl. I know you've often said that your slogan is, just win, baby. Are you predicting the same outcome on Sunday?
I'm sorry, what'd you say? You said...
I said, your slogan is just win, baby.
You know, I don't remember saying that, but if you...
Well, haven't you said just win, baby?
No, I do not recall that. I do not recall that. I'm not saying that I didn't, but I do not recall that.
You've never said just win... I've heard you say just win, baby.
I'm not saying I do not recall that.
Well, do you think you're going to win on Sunday?
I don't know. Yes, I do, but not so much. I think we'll win by a point. I think the final score will be 11-10, and I think Rich Gannon will go out with a concussion in the first quarter.
So you have a lot of specific predictions about the game?
Oh, yes, I do. I think we'll win the game 11-10. I think Rich Gannon will have a concussion in the first quarter, and I think Bill Romanowski... will be gelded, humanly gelded, in the third quarter. In other words, he'll have his testicles removed in the third quarter. And those are only two injuries. Everybody else will walk out of there, you know, with a spring in their step. So I...
Yeah, okay.
You don't want to talk anymore?
Not really, man. Not really. Thank you very much. I don't even think you're Al Davis.
Well, you dirty lowlife.
See, I knew it wasn't him as soon as he said Romanowski was going to get gelded in the third quarter. 11-10. Janice, you're fired. I got Al Davis on the phone. Hey, Phil, I got Al Davis on the phone, and this could be a real opportunity for you to interview him. Oh, okay. Hi, Al. Yeah, I've never owned a football team. I won it at a crap game. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We didn't give away those tickets to the Super Bowl, and we're not going to. We've decided that there is really nobody worthy of winning them listening to our show right now. You'll forgive me. I apologize. We're not giving away any tickets to the Super Bowl. Thank you. We thought we'd try that. We thought we'd be the first radio show to say, hey, we've got tickets to the Super Bowl, but guess what? We're not giving them away. All right, now we've got a flashback. Vernon Dozier was on the program yesterday, and he was talking about how it's okay to spank your kids, even if it's your 14-year-old daughter's bare rear end.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
If you feel the need to pull your daughter's pants down, that's the issue.
No,
here.
No, I don't. It's not, you misunderstand. No,
listen, I know you've got to speak a lot. You're very well spoken, but let me finish. You pulling your daughter's pants down to give her a spanking before she goes out as a warning is insane. Regardless of how you want to slice it up, it's insane. And then to bring her home and spank her in front of her boyfriend sends a whole different message to him. Let me tell you something. I don't want my daughter's boyfriend to see my daughter with her pants down.
No kidding. Most fathers wouldn't want that. Most.
Oh, look at you. So you two guys, in other words, are perfect fathers, and I have to learn from you two guys. Is that it? Is that what you're telling
me? Absolutely.
Oh, really?
I'm not a perfect father, but I do keep my daughter's clothes on. Let me tell you something. My daughters have never seen me naked in the shower. That's a rule in my house. Is that a rule in your house, or you walk around nude?
I do what I want in my home.
Well, I'm sure you do.
I'm sure if I come swinging out of the wherever you go.
Phil, I know you want to say to this guy that, hey, you're a pervert by pulling your daughter's pants down.
Well, I didn't.
You want to say that, Mr. Hendry?
Yeah.
I think there's something a little bit...
So you want to go down that sex road. You want to go down the same sex road that her mother, who ran off with Eddie the pool boy, she wanted to go down that road.
Okay, look, that's what your issue is. Your issue is with your wife and the pool boy. So why don't you go pull the pool boy's pants down, leave your daughter alone?
Sir, I'm trying to save the life of a young girl who is living with a one mother. She has a single-parent home now.
She's a problem with that.
All right, she's running around all hours of the night.
No, wait a minute. An 11 o'clock curfew, and she comes home at 11:30. That's not all hours of the night.
Now you're telling me how to be a father.
No, sir, but I'm saying I know what a curfew is. I give them to my kids all the time. 30 minutes late for a curfew, bad thing. They need to be punished. Spanked in front of another guy?
Super Bowl Sunday is one of the biggest days. I'm a football coach. Now, what am I supposed to do with one of the greatest games of the year on, a poker game going, and my daughter disobeying me? I've got to do something. And I would rather pull her jeans and her panties and one of them thongs or whatever it is they wear all the way down to her ankles, bend her over a coffee table, and spank her with anything leather in front of my poker buddies, if that will teach her the valuable lessons she will need to carry through her life.
Hey, Phil, I'm gonna get off the phone here because I'm completely disgusted by the whole conversation.
Yeah. Disgusted by the fact that I discipline my children.
I'm disgusted by the fact that you're so graphic in your description of how you bend your daughter over a table and smack her with leather. My God. But listen, do yourself and your poker buddies and your daughter a favor and let her stay home permanently with her mother.
Let her stay with her mom.
Oh, no, no. That's what her mother wants. I'm the father of that girl. And she was... No. When my daughter goes out and sees that bit of blood in her underpants from the spanking, that's the reminder to her to be home on time.
Phil, bit of blood in her panties from a spanking is way, way extreme in my opinion.
I think that is where the police come in, Mr. Dozier. That is...
Oh, so both of you guys are now experts on the law.
Yeah, as when it comes to that, I am. Thank you very much, Vince.
And I'm putting a ball gag in her mouth and using a leather paddle.
What do you mean a ball gag? Are you nuts? Are you nuts?
Don't yell at me, sir.
Are you nuts?
I will not be yelled at.
I'm yelling at you. A ball gag?
Phil, you want to come over this weekend and play some cards? I can show you.
No, thank you.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Well, there it is. The voice of the guy there that was done by me. Blame me. 1-800-449-8686. Breaking news. The family of Lacey Peterson. You know the girl that's missing in Modesto, California? They say they felt betrayed by allegations the missing California woman's husband had been having an affair. And apparently there's a press conference scheduled momentarily. Now, this young lady went missing, and this was on Christmas Eve. Her husband allegedly was on a fishing trip. Scott Peterson said he last saw his wife about 9:30. And, of course, it's no surprise that the cops are looking at him. Nobody says he's a suspect, but in cases like this, as we've all learned, because we've all been watching court TV low these many years, they look at the husband, they look at the people closest to somebody, very first people they look at. And now this guy has been, this guy's got some stories that ain't adding up. Now I read here that the missing woman's family is no longer supporting the husband. They are no longer supporting this guy, and they were all on TV together, one big happy family, about 3 weeks ago. So this thing is beginning to smell like one of Chris's socks. It ain't too good. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, we continue our Super Bowl special today with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. They're with the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And we've been going all through news stories today and yesterday leading up to Super Bowl Sunday, talking to people about how they're celebrating the day, how they're celebrating football. This community in Western Estates, California, we'll be having, like so many homes and so many communities across the country, a Super Bowl party. And you guys are looking at a new way, Bobby, right, to celebrate Super Bowl Sunday?
That is correct, yes. What we're trying to do and what we're trying to say to the men is that we want men to enjoy this game again. We want men to enjoy Super Bowl Sunday. And we'd really like women to take a back seat for a change. I think one of the things, Phil, that has made Super Bowl Sunday less enjoyable for a lot of the guys is that women have insisted on sort of hanging all over their men. And I don't mean to say anything negative, I guess. It's just that men need to reclaim the game for themselves. And so many women have insisted on, you know, being there and asking. I'm sure they mean well, but they ask stupid questions, and maybe you know what I mean, you know.
Well, Super Bowl Sunday is like unlike a lot of football parties. It does entail, you know, wives and children.
Well, Phil, what we want to do is bring the game back to the guys, and so we're asking women in our community to attend other things. Go to whatever it is they do, bunco parties or if you have a shopping party to go to. But let's leave the guys alone to watch football.
Now, you're having a party at Western Estates Community Center?
Yes, we are, Phil, and we have asked the women who live here to go off and do whatever they think is really a creative alternative. I'm going to be at the Super Bowl party, and I want to explain that.
You will?
Yes, but I want to explain. I'll tell you why. Number one, I'm a little bit different from most women. I do know the game of football very well. I have a very good grasp of the game. My husband was a starting football player for Claremont Mudd College in Southern California, and he was scouted and went to the Canadian Football League training camp.
So your husband, he didn't play professional football, but he was scouted by a pro team in Canada?
Yes.
Which team?
The British Columbia Lions. And he was in training camp with them. So I have a little bit of a different situation than most women. My sons have all played Pee Wee or Pop Warner. So I think the guys like to have a gal around who's a little bit more, a little more fun.
All right, well, you don't want, you're saying women should stay away from Super Bowl parties because, and I think you used the word, because their questions are dull and stupid.
Well, you make it sound really negative.
Well, but didn't you say that? You said that women should stay away from Super Bowl parties and watching the game with the men.
Yes.
Because their questions tend to be stupid, dull.
Well, not just their questions, but their comments.
So the general patter of women.
Yes.
But you are going to go to the Super Bowl. Are you going to be the only woman there?
Yes, but let me explain, Phil.
Because you know more about football?
Yes, because my husband played college football, because he also played professionally. Phil, women don't know the lingo. I know the lingo. There's a certain lingo that I know, the different things. First down, there's a first down. There is a first down. Third and long, third and long, third and short. And then a lot of the things they'll say, oh, and he goes and he sees a hole. And he sees a hole. Women don't know what these things mean. But because I've spent a lot of time with my husband and sons, and because my son, my husband played in Canada.
Now, did he play a game, or was he just in camp?
Well, there really isn't any difference.
Well, did he play a game?
Well, if I answer that question, then you're going to think that he didn't play. And he did.
Well, I guess what I'm asking, he went to camp with the British Columbia Lions of the Canadian League.
Yes.
Was he cut from the team?
You're going to prejudice my... I'm just saying that he played. He was there.
All right. Bobby Dooley is with us from the Western States Homeowners Association. You are having a Super Bowl party on Sunday. You're recommending that all Super Bowl parties exclude women because it's time the game be given back to men. You're going, except for you?
No, at our game, yeah, I'm going to be there, Phil, but it's just, I'll be the only woman. And the reason for that, Phil, is that guys would like to have a woman around who's a little bit of fun.
And what does that mean?
Well, I give them something to look at and have fun with. During the commercial, I wear some heels. I'm going to have a little Puma skirt on. I have this holster that has a gun, and it squirts tequila into the guy's mouth. And sometimes, just for fun, I'll let the guy squirt me with the club soda. And, I'm not wearing a bra, but it is only for fun. And that's something that I want to stress.
Well, is your husband there?
Yes, my husband is there, so it's not what you're thinking. It's completely fine.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Do you think it's time for women to stay away from Super Bowl games, to stay away from the game because it's just ruining the fun of men? And you're also saying, Bobby, that women should stay away from these games because they ask stupid and dull questions.
Well, you know something? I didn't mean it to sound that harsh. What I'm trying to say is the guys need to enjoy the game.
But you are going to be there.
The only exception is me, because I do get the game.
How many husbands are going to be at this party?
Anywhere from 8 to 10. What I'm planning on doing is showing the guys they can relax, enjoy the game, not have to answer stupid questions from their wives, and they don't have to keep paying attention to their wives or feeling guilty about getting a little tipsy. My goal is to relax the men. And what I'm saying is, if you're a woman who is insisting on hanging all over your husband this Super Bowl Sunday, don't embarrass him and yourself. Back off. And what I'm telling the gals here is, I'll take care of your man on Sunday. Don't worry about it.
All right. Now, the invitation here says door prizes. So there's going to be some contests?
Well, what that is, Phil, is during halftime, some of the guys want to watch what they used to call stag films. I don't know. And so they...
Stag films.
I don't know what that is. I'm sure it's something blue, but they watch it during halftime. A lot of them get excited. So I jump in and I use my hand, and it's all in good fun, and there's nothing dirty about it.
All right, but you're the only woman at this party, and I want...
Well, you shouldn't stress that, Phil. The important message I want to get out to all the women, stay away from the Super Bowl parties. It's time that you left these men alone. Quit pretending you know something about football. Quit pretending that you're interested. Your husband really doesn't want you hanging all over him like a bad smell. And the guys just love it when I'm there. I know the game, but I know the lingo, but a lot of women don't know the lingo.
Well, when you say lingo, now I heard you say third down and long, he sees a hole.
Yes. That's what that means is third.
Well, I know what third and long means.
But for the women in the audience, it means third down, and they have to go down further to get the first down. And the first down is what you have to get to go down all the way down, 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 until you go into the touchdown area. Now, the other thing you need to know is you'll hear the announcer say, oh, he broke it up. That means there's been a pass way down, and then the man came, and the pass didn't go there anymore. So a lot of the women listening right now don't have a clue what I'm talking about. It's really, really sad. And rather than explain it to you, just stay away from the game on Sunday. I'll take care of the men. And when the season's over, then we can all get together and maybe we can do...
some seminars or something? I mean, I've heard of these.
Yeah, some football seminars. And the other thing you'll hear the announcer say is he takes it down to the 20. He takes it all the way down to the 20, and he stopped there.
That means he got tackled at the 20.
It means he got... No, not exactly. It means he got tackled at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, the 20.
I know, but some people might think, is that a $20 bill? Is that...
All right. 1-800-449-8686. That is Bobby Dooley, who is basically saying women need to stay away from Super Bowl parties. The men need to be left alone. Now, she's going to be at her husband's Super Bowl party because she claims she's different. She knows the lingo. She understands football. Her husband used to play professionally in Canada. Now, some of the things that may be troubling about this Super Bowl party is that she's a married woman there with 8 or 9 men, as she said. She's going to be squirting her T-shirt with tequila, not wearing a bra, and jumping in and helping out while these guys watch, quote, stag movies, end quote. Is it time for women to leave the men alone? Is it time for women to just get away from football parties, Super Bowl parties, quit pretending, and go to your bunco game? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking to Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. They are having a Super Bowl party this Sunday. Women are not invited. You're encouraging other Super Bowl parties to keep women out?
I am, Phil, only because I think it's time that we give the game back to men.
Why are women not good at understanding football?
Well, it's because it is a very, it's a game that does take... this is hard for me to say. It's a game that takes a lot of intelligence to understand. And that is not to say that women are not intelligent.
Whoa.
Well, no, but it's to say that women are more emotional. And women feel more. Football is a chess game. And it's very technical. It is very precise. It's almost like a ballet. And women would enjoy it if they knew it was a ballet. But they're not smart enough to know they're looking at a ballet. Women, in many ways, Phil, are so stupid, they think they're just looking at nothing. They think it's just men running around.
And there is no rhyme or reason.
There's no rhyme or reason, no. But fortunately, I do understand. As a woman, I'm very lucky. I have men in my family who have played football. I get it about football. I get it about men. They want to relax. They want to drink. They want to have something nice to look at between plays. That's why I'll be there. I'll have a little tight knit skirt, some, you know, some spike heels, and
they'll be squirting soda water on your t-shirt.
You know, it's really not what you think.
Well, I mean, you said you're not going to wear a bra, and it's just you and eight other guys.
You know, you really make it sound dirty, and it's not.
Well, okay, but when you say it's you and eight other men, and they're squirting soda water on your t-shirt.
Phil, listen to this. I have a great body. It doesn't mean that I'm giving it up to other men. It just means I've got a great body. And I also get football. Not every woman has that combination. A great body, and she understands football. I do.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby Dooley. Do you agree, should women stay away from these Super Bowl parties? Rosie, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Okay, I'm calling because I don't agree with what she says and her comments and reference to that women cannot be there with their husbands or boyfriends. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I do not agree with you in that because I think that a woman can be just as much fun and have a good time actually with their boyfriend or husbands and their friends and enjoy the game, not asking stupid questions, not being a bimbo, but just having a time and having fun with them.
Well, but
there's nothing wrong with a woman being there at the football game.
Most women, they don't know how to keep their mouth shut during the game, though.
That's not necessarily true. You're making a generalization on women that you don't even know. You don't know if what women know of sport or not. You don't know if the woman just being with the husband and watching him enjoy the football game with his friends is enjoyable for her.
One time, I was at a football game, and it was a party, and I heard a woman say, "What does it mean, a field goal?" And I thought I was going to lose my water. Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, there's some women that don't understand it, but there's other women that are just there to have good fun with their husbands or boyfriends and enjoy, you know, the whole Super Bowl party in a big group. And, I mean, it's common sense to know whether they score, you know, a touchdown, whether it's going to be a field goal, or whatever the case may be, you know, there's going to be a sack. It's not that complicated to understand.
No, but a lot of, well, it sort of is, Rosie, and I can give you an example. Do you know what a field goal is?
I know what a field goal is.
Okay, what is it?
It's when somebody, kicks the football field goal.
Into the what?
Into the field goal, and then scores a point on that.
When they score a touchdown, they
kick the ball, and if they make it in the field goal, then they score.
But
if they miss it and it goes outside of the field goal, then they don't score. They just got the touchdown, if that's the case.
Do you know that a field goal is 3 points, and the other kind of field goal is 1 point?
Okay.
So there's two kinds, see, and you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that, but I know what it is when the ball goes through that hoop, that thing, that, you know, they scored or they didn't.
Okay, it goes through a hoop in basketball. And this is what I'm talking about.
But I'm saying, like, the field goal is 12 feet.
That's right.
Whatever.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And doesn't even, you don't need to
know
football to have a good time. You don't need
to.
And if you're the type of woman that's going to ask stupid questions, then you shouldn't be there. And
let
me have my boyfriend or husband relax and have a good time, and let me just be quiet and laugh with them or enjoy it with them.
You know
that's
what? I don't know something, and maybe you can help me. What is it when they say he scored, but he wasn't running with the ball?
To be honest with you, I really don't know. He scored the touchdown. He scored.
Yes, they say he scored a touchdown.
Getting to the first down.
He ran to the first down?
I'm saying I really don't know football.
See,
but what I'm trying to
either.
Tell you is, there's women that could be hanging out with their husbands or their boyfriends and not necessarily need to know about football and ask questions. They can just be there and having good fun.
Let me jump in. What do you mean he scored and he wasn't running with it?
When they say he scored and I didn't see him run with it, he caught it. What does that mean?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not a football buff. I don't need to study football or really learn the game to enjoy it with my spouse or with my significant other.
That's what I'm talking about.
No.
You don't know, Rosie.
No, I'm sorry.
It's embarrassing.
So you're going to, wait.
It's embarrassing.
You're telling me that you, because you have a great body, and let me tell you something, I have a kick-ass body.
I doubt it.
Okay, I'm only 24 years old, honey, and my body is, bitches, 10 times better than yours. Second of all, so you're putting yourself down as a whole? You would prance around and do all these things to fulfill all these men. Are you going to give them blowjobs too while you're at it to fulfill their enjoyment?
All I'm saying is they watch stag movies.
Right.
And I'd help them out with it.
You're going to be the typical hoe of the party. The typical, I'm a cheerleader, pretend to be a cheerleader.
You know something? You're very, very crude. You're very crude. Let's talk like ladies.
I'm not crude, but that's what it sounds like.
Let's talk like ladies.
You're not talking like a lady. You're saying, oh, they're going to be squirting at me, and that I'm going to be, you know, squirting them with a tequila in their mouth, with a gun and all that stuff, and prancing around in hooker heels and a little skirt showing your ass. What is that? You're showing them entertainment, and entertainment as a whole. And being that your husband
Excuse
is allowing
me,
you to do that, then if your husband is allowing you to do that, your husband has no respect for you because you're doing that in front of other men.
Look, Gobble Goose, don't tell me how to make a man happy, okay?
And
what do you mean, Gobble Goose?
I've been listening to her.
Oh, listening to me, and you don't sound like a quack or like a hoe on the line, right?
I got a kick-ass body.
And you don't sound like a hoe. You don't sound like a hoe. And your generalization that women cannot watch football with their man. You know what? There's some men that like their women to watch the football with them because, you know what? They're in good company with their women, and they enjoy it, and it's a group, and it's fun. You drink, you get messed up, and you know what? Then you go sleep with your husband or your significant other after the game. And
what?
It's just as fun. Huh? And your husband had a good time with you and his friends.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We get off putting a Hispanic woman on because they don't know American football.
What do you mean, the lady that you were just talking to?
Yes, she's from Mexico. And they
Who?
Know so- I'm sorry?
Who is from Mexico?
You.
No, I'm not.
You know soccer. You don't
Sweetheart,
know football.
I don't like soccer, okay? And
Rosie,
okay.
You gotta watch your language, okay?
Oh, I forgot, I'm on the radio.
Phil, that's how those people talk. They use these
No,
words
I'm sorry.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, ladies, hold on for a minute. All I'm saying is, and I think Rosie has a good point, that...
Oh, she has a good point. She uses the S word and she calls me a whore.
Well, hold on for a minute. She's saying that a woman can enjoy the Super Bowl without knowing anything about it.
It's dull to hear Rosie and her friends
that's
sitting there going...
Dull.
Oh,
it's entertaining.
Look at
it's
that.
Entertaining. Let me tell you, what? I watch football. I
the
have
ball
a football
is
pool
fine.
Going at, excuse me, I have a football pool going at work, okay? And I did it throughout the whole
Oh, that must be embarrassing.
Season. No, it wasn't. You know what? Because it was all in good fun. And you know what? I won some weeks and some weeks I didn't. And you know what? My boyfriend and I actually enjoy watching football games together. And we have a great time watching.
But do you know what you're looking at?
Yes, I know what I'm looking at.
I do. I know.
Yeah.
I should be with your boyfriend and show him the game.
You know what it is? The thing is that you want to be the center of attention, so you feel that if their husbands bring their other wives that are 10 times better looking than you, probably you're going to feel like they're not going to give you attention, and then if you do something nasty or something improper, they're going to be upset at you and at their husbands for X reasons. So you just want to have all guys to yourself.
Wait a minute.
Because you want the center of attention.
Wait
you
a
want
second.
To be it all, and you're
Wait
not all.
Wait a second. You're saying the women are 10 times better looking than me? I don't think so.
Oh, please,
you can bounce
what are
a quarter.
You
can
you're
bounce.
Telling me you're gold and you're a queen?
You can
That's what you're telling me?
You can bounce a quarter off my ass.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Now, you watch the game with your boyfriend when he's not in jail. I'm talking about...
All right.
When he's not in jail, excuse
God.
You.
God.
My point is
I
that you
work
are
out
making
at Family Fitness. I work out at Family Fitness.
Oh, you know, I don't care where you work out, honey. I do yoga, and I work out every day.
Okay,
and I need healthy, okay?
All right, can
and
I ask you
I can
question?
Tell you something.
Have you got the big old jiggly J-Lo butt? Or
no,
have you
I
got
don't.
Something tight?
No, I don't, because you know what? I don't have your typical Latin body. Fortunately, you have a great, defined body, very toned. And
you do?
Second of all, my point to you is that there, you do not need to know football in order to have a good time with your husband boyfriend and their friends. It's all in good fun. You can
just God, please.
I'm sorry.
Look, all I do is I just jump around. I have on a tight skirt.
You jump around like a wannabe cheerleader.
I jump
like
around.
A blonde air bimbo. Ha, because that's all they can do. Let me jump. Oh, my God, he scored. Yes. Oh, how do you want that, baby? Oh, you want it in there? Oh, no, sweetie, not there. That's what you're basically, that's what you're portraying yourself to be.
Oh,
that's what you're portraying yourself to be in the radio.
Oh, sweet God.
In front of eight men.
Well, listen to you.
In front of eight men.
Well, where did you learn that language? Where did you learn that language?
What kind of respect do you have for yourself? You feel that it's great what you're doing and that it's entertaining and because you know somewhat of football?
The men like it.
I want to watch it with you, too.
Which your husband didn't even make it to a football or didn't even make it?
The men like it, too. And so much of what we...
Will you can that music?
Excuse me?
You know something, Rosie? The guys like to see me. I squirt a little tequila on my chest. It's fun.
You know what they like to see you?
It's fun.
Because they consider you center of a hoe. That's what they consider you. I'm sorry. A person who is willing, a woman who is willing to entertain other men besides her husband.
A hoe.
So they can have a good time.
How are you spelling
that? Oh,
yes,
that's what you call it.
How do you spell it?
That is what you call it.
How do you spell it?
H-O-E.
H-O-E is what you use in the garden, you idiot. W-H-O-R-E. Oh, my God.
That's a whore, though. W-H-O-R-E is whore. I said ho. Notice the difference.
Jesus. All right. This is the Phil Hendry Show. This was our Super Bowl special, but I guess not. How do you spell ho? H-O-E. Wow. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Well, that's what we've got to look forward to this Super Bowl Sunday. And, you know, I'll say something for Rosie. She is right about that. There is that kind of woman. You know, a lot of the wives, a lot of the girlfriends, a lot of the women that are at the Super Bowl parties are there to watch the ball game. But isn't there that one gal that prances about? Maybe she's got on the hip huggers that are halfway down her ass. Yeah, and she's been pounding the beers a little too early. Yeah, she's got like a white Zinfandel, and she's wandering through it. And she's got a what? Out of a box. You know, she's drinking white Zin out of a box. And she's wandering through the party. What's the score? Who's winning? Does it matter to you? The Raiders. Oh! My boyfriend is such a big Raider fan. Are you a Raider fan? I don't care. I just love to watch the game. And she's nibbling at the brie and, you know, whatever else is there. God, I hope she shows up at my party. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Oops, I dropped my cracker right down the front of my blouse. Do you see it down there? Look, my wife is like... My wife is here. You're going to have to get out. Oh, your wife. Aren't you a good little boy? What are you trying to do? You're trying to emasculate me?
That's right, honey.
1-800-449... What? Oh, that's Bobby's office. Bobby, you there? You okay? Bobby.
Man.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. And now, Phil Hendry.
And that was me doing the voice of Bobby Dooley. Hey, to order any of our Best of the Phil Hendry Show CDs, call this number, 877-616-7445. Or if you like to play these kinds of games, 877-616-PHIL. So you can stand there with the phone at arm's length going, P-I-L-H. No, wait a minute. That's 877-616-PHIL. Now, you can get any one of our best-of CDs going back to 1997. And all of the money goes to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And that's the best news. But maybe even better news is that this year's CD is a double CD. There's two CDs for only $20 as opposed to one CD for $20. This is a double CD this year. This would be a great gift. certainly something to have in your collection if you collect audio from our show. And it's the funniest. It's singly the greatest. It's amazing that this past year we had the best material of probably the 12 years that I've been doing this radio show. Now, I don't know why. It probably has something to do with 9/11. I mean, as sick as it is, but then whoever said this program was anything other than absolutely twisted and wrong, very wrong. This program is wrong from the gate. Wrong that it is a subterfuge. Wrong that it lies. It's funny, but it's wrong. The Phil Hendry Show. Collect all your audio today. Anyway, go to our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. You can get audio there as well if you have a backstage pass. Most memorable Super Bowl moments. Of course, everybody talks about Joe Namath and the upset of the Jets and the Colts. Maybe you don't recognize the significance of that, but up until that point, the American Football League was considered, let me put it this way. I'll put it to you as simply as I can. It was as big an upset as the U.S. hockey team beating the Russians in 1980, it was far greater an upset than the Patriots beating the Rams last year in the Super Bowl. It was, and you're going to think I'm exaggerating, but the sporting world in 1969 believed the Jets' victory over the Colts to be as big an upset as if a woman's fast-pitch baseball team beat a man's fast-pitch baseball team. I mean, that's how shocking it was. People were really stunned. And on top of that, Joe Namath had said during the week leading up to the game, we'll win the game, I guarantee it. So that's one of the memorable moments. The other is the longest yard. Four Super Bowls have been decided on the final play, four of them, but only one came down to the final yard, and that, of course, was the Super Bowl in January of 2000 when Ram linebacker Mike Jones stopped Titan receiver Kevin Dyson 1 yard short of the end zone in Super Bowl 34. He not only preserved St. Louis's only Super Bowl title, he provided the most dramatic finish in the history of the big game. Number three, this one's for John. How badly did John Elway want a ring after losing his first three Super Bowl appearances of his career? Well, just check out Elway's first down run late in the third quarter of Super Bowl 32. If you saw that, with Denver facing a 3rd and 6 at the Green Bay 12, Elway sprinted from the pocket and leaped for the first down marker where he was met by two Packer defenders and sent helicoptering into the air. Meaning he was spinning around in the air like a helicopter blade. The 37-year-old not only got the first down, he bolted up and pumped his fist, inspiring the Broncos to a 31-24 upset. There was the Adam Vinatieri field goal last year. Joe Montana, Lynn Swan, Scott Norwood missing the kick in 1991. It was a 47-yard kick, and he missed it wide right, and the Bills did not win the Super Bowl. In fact, the Bills didn't win any Super Bowl, so I don't know that you can dump all over Scott Norwood for that. And William the Refrigerator Perry, big, fat William the Refrigerator Perry. The guy was a defensive tackle, 310 pounds, but he also lined up as an offensive fullback. And in one Super Bowl, he ran for a touchdown. I don't know what it takes to watch a 310-pound fullback running at you, but it is far more guts and balls than I've got. I see William the Refrigerator Perry coming at me. We used to play this game as a kid. This is insane, but here it is. We'd say, I'd rather do such and such than do what you just did, right? Like, for instance, when we were kids, somebody would say, hey, do you want to go out with Mary Jones? Man, I would rather. Then we'd make up something. And when I was a kid, we would say, I'd rather have to catch a Sandy Koufax fastball nude than go out with her. So just imagine yourself in the catcher stance, stark naked, having to field a Koufax fastball. Because if you miss it, and then we updated it in later years, I'd rather have to be in goal against, you know, an Eric Lindros slap shot, stark naked, than such and such and such and such. And I just thought of adding another one. I'd rather have to tackle William the Refrigerator Perry nude. What? In the snow. You got to line up. You're playing middle linebacker, goal line stand. That's like a bad dream. And you're the only guy on the defense with no clothes on. You know, shoes, you're just nude. You're stark naked, and here comes the refrigerator straight at you, and you have to make the hit. Would any of us live? I think at that point, you know, this is, can I stay conscious through that entire episode? How juvenile is that? I would rather catch a Sandy Koufax fastball nude. In any event, that was William the Refrigerator Perry. That guy's 310 pounds and a whole bunch of Super Bowl memories. Last year's game was so cool. It was the best. It made for the greatest Super Bowl party. This year's party's going to suck. Because it just the game couldn't possibly be good. What do you want, bud? You've been standing there.
I want to do it.
Well, you're standing there looking at me. Can I get a couple things finished?
But I got a quiz.
Yeah, I know all about your quiz. Go on, sit down.
Who he?
What?
Who he?
Who he? That's my son, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, bud.
Get up and get away, because I me sit there.
Jesus.
All right. Mr. Hall asked me to...
Will you back off of the microphone, please?
This is the Bud Dickman Super Bowl quiz.
Oh, yeah, that's real sporting.
What?
What's this music?
Super Bowl quiz time.
And turn that off.
All right, I'm going to give you... I'm going to give you a series of questions, and for each one you get right, you get 5 points.
Okay.
If you make it to 20, you win $1,000.
You're kidding.
No. Mr. Hall said that he'll give you a $1,000 bonus if you make it to 20 points.
And each one of these questions is worth 5 points.
That's right.
So I only have to get 4 right.
That's right.
Let's go, man. I'm ready for this. Is this about football?
It's about a Super Bowl. And football.
There's nothing I don't know about football. Go ahead. This is the easiest $1,000 I've ever made. Go ahead.
All right. What's the name of a Chicago football team?
The Bears.
No, the Dolphins.
It's the Bears, dumbass.
Well, it's the Dolphins.
No, it is not the Dolphins. What are you doing now?
Hold on. I'm going to go online.
You mean you're going online, man? It's not the Chicago Dolphins.
Hold on. Okay, password. Ooga booga.
You know something, man? You're wasting my time. You're wasting the time of everybody here.
Hold on. Why can't I check it out?
What do you got to check out the Chicago Dolphins?
Okay, I'm in. Now,
give me that. You're in. I got it right. The Chicago Bears. It ain't the Chicago Dolphins.
All right, but if it's wrong, then you'll be sorry.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Number two, what's a quarterback?
Quarterback is the lead man in the offense. He's the one that directs the plays. He's the one that receives the snap. He's the one that passes the ball and hands it off. He is the field general, if you will.
Wrong. It's the change you get for something that costs 75 cents. I forgive him a dollar. Ha, 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 ha. Da, ha, la, ha, ha.
Oh, that's so funny.
Jesus, what a retard.
You're the guy that's telling the cornball jokes. You know that that's the right answer.
All right, it's right. That's 10 points.
Right. All I need is 10 more, right?
That's right. Number three, who found the NFL?
Who found the NFL? George Halas.
No, it was never lost. Now then,
Jimmy, that thing. Never lost. I got that right, didn't I?
Who'd you say?
George Halas.
How are you spelling that?
H-A-L-A-S.
All right, hold on.
Get out of there. It's a George Halas, and you know it.
All right.
So there you go. I got 15. One more.
No, that's all.
Huh?
There's only 3 questions.
How can I get 20 points... 5 points a question when there's only 3.
That's all I prepared.
Well, then how do I win $1,000?
That's not my problem. Jesus, what a tard. Did Bud Dickman Super Bowl quit? Oh!
Jackass.
No!
Yeah, like that, don't you?
You'll be sorry.
Hey, Phil. Yeah?
If you get four right, you get $1,000. Okay, that's three. Well, there's only three questions. What?
Don't pick on the tard.
Yeah, okay. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Whitney Houston's dealer.